Amen. We're going to have just a few words today, I think, to spark us over into this message. I'm just going to share with you from one verse, which you will find in the book of 2 Corinthians, if you could take a look there. And we'll pick out a verse here. We're thankful to God to be able to come into the sanctuary.
Yes.
Another time, I was thinking, as I mentioned in the prayer this morning, about myself. Now, and I'm not doing this to put myself on any kind of a display per se, but having had 60 years, 60 Christmases as of today, have went past in my life. That's quite a few. Some of y'all are saying, well, I didn't know you were such a geezer over there. Probably thinking that in your head. But 60 Christmases, and what a blessing it is.
Yes.
To have lived that many years.
Yeah.
And to have been able to enjoy celebrating Christ and what it means, what Jesus did, the thing that Jesus did to celebrate the fact that God sent his son out of eternity, who John tells us in John 1:1 was equal with the Father. He in the beginning was the Word, John says. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, he said. See that? In other words, before anything was created, there was God the Son along with God the Father. In the beginning was the Word. How do you know that? Because he says all things were made by him. And without him, there was not made anything that was made. So don't let somebody trick you with any kind of a nonsense about who Jesus is. Jesus is the Christ, who is the Messiah, the one God planned in the eternity to give to the world as a gift for the reconciliation of everything that was damaged by sin.
Amen.
And so we celebrate his birth, the incarnation we call it. That's when God became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. As John says in John 1:14. So I just want to look at a few words here the Apostle Paul gives us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. And look at this last verse in this 2 Corinthians chapter 9. That's why I don't have a sheet. Y'all are wondering, oh, Pastor Fisher, where's the syllabus for today? Where is the? We're not doing it today because I only want to take just 1 minute because of the special holiday to talk with you about this verse number 15, the last verse in here in this chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You'll find these words in the King James: thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That's our text for today. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Yes.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise you, we bless you, we exalt your name, Father. I thank you personally for 60 Christmases. I don't know, everybody in the room is thinking a different number right there, Lord God. But however many there have been, we have celebrated the birth of your son, Jesus, your son, who was with you face to face in eternity, who you promised through the prophets for over 1600 years before his birth that he would come and that he would be the one who would be the Christ, the Messiah, the restorer of all things. And that you said whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Father, we thank you today for the gift of everlasting life. We want to ask today, God, for anyone in the sanctuary who may be here for whatever reason, if they're visiting or whatever the reason is why they have come today, we want you to help them today, God, understand that you gave your son. Christmas is about the birth of God in the flesh in order that they might be saved. Lord God, you gave him in order that he might become a ransom for their sin. You said in your word, whoever believes in him will not perish. That is a promise from the Most High God, but will have everlasting life. And so, Father, we want you to grant that to anyone who did not understand the reason for the season today, that your unspeakable gift. In other words, Lord God, we don't even have enough words to talk about this gift that you have given. This, some translations say the indescribable gift of your son. So Lord God, we praise you today. We exalt you today. The children are thanking you, Father, for the spirit of giving that the parents have had during this season. And so Father, we ask you, bless them as well. Bless all the homes and families that are represented here. Bless our church as a whole, Father. Give us a prosperous movement into the next year proclaiming this gospel. Let us be able to spread it out to many, many, many more. As you you have required in your word. Bless us in the sanctuary right now, Lord, that we might hear a word from on high. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And we ask this in the matchless name of that one that we celebrate today, Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's in his name that we pray. And the church said together,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead and give God your best hand praise right there. Amen. All right, to praise him right now. Amen. The thing that trips up a lot of people in the world is they get hung up in religion. Religion is man doing his best to reach God.
Amen.
Under his works and his circumstances, the things that he does,
yes,
trying to make himself right, whether I keep the tenets, keep the commandments, practice the particular rituals and things of that sort.
Amen.
But the gospel is just the opposite. It's God who came into the world in order to give you what you need. It's God supplying what lacks in the life of those who trust in him. God gave his son because he is holy and without sin.
Oh, yes.
And the reason the gift is indescribable, as we have seen here in the text that Paul writes in his second letter to the church at Corinth, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The reason it's an unspeakable gift is that every time you ponder it, it gets deeper and deeper. That you understand that God loves you so much. Like John says in John 3:16, most popular verse in the scripture, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, that whosoever, that means anyone, no matter who you are, he doesn't bother to say only people who live a holy, spotless, righteous life.
No.
You know why he doesn't say that? Because there aren't any.
Right.
He doesn't say that because there aren't any.
Right.
How many would be saved if everybody was holy and spotless? And I mean, you couldn't be saved because you can't do everything to God's standard.
Amen.
That's the problem with that. There's not a soul. The Bible says there's none righteous. There's not even one. It says, no, not one. That's in case somebody comes to accept me. Nope, not you either. See, only Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can make you clean. And you know what happens when religion goes about its practice? It tries to say, I'm good enough, God. Look at me. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But what the gospel says is, no, you're not. That's why I gave my son.
That's right.
Christmas is about the birth of him who can make you clean if you submit yourself to him. It's about Christ, the Messiah, God's way to cleanse an evil sinner.
Amen.
God's way to make your heart pure. God's way to change your life. Now that doesn't mean that people who are saved live reckless, ungodly lives. You know what happens when you trust God and you receive that gift? The reason it's unspeakable is it continues to bless you.
Yes,
it
does.
When you trust Christ, you continue to pursue righteousness that you could never attain before. It becomes the purpose of your life to start to adjust your life to be righteous and like Christ. And so it is a catalyst of change in your life. In other words, it's the agent that makes you start to do things the way that gives glory and honor to God. It causes you to forsake a life of sin and fallenness and to pursue a life of hope and righteousness. You know what else it does? And so many things, we're not going to be able to cover it all today. I already said it's an unspeakable gift, right? So we're not going to cover it all today. But it's so good, and it just gets gooder and gooder.
Yeah.
You don't mind my bad English. It gets gooder and gooder. The more you understand it, the more you embrace it, the more it begins to bless you. You find out, boy, when I thought I could have told you about it that was good yesterday, I got 15 more things today to tell you about how good it is.
It's good.
To know that you're covered.
Amen.
You know what? It should set your mind completely at ease. Okay, doesn't mean I get in low gear and start running and sin. No, I was already doing that before I got saved.
Amen.
Once you get saved, God gives you the gift of salvation. He opens your blinded eyes to the word so that you can see what righteousness is.
Yes.
That little baby born out there in Bethlehem in the city of David came into the world to reconcile whosoever believes in him, to make them right in the sight of God. You know who gets the credit for that? Only Christ, only Jesus. He is the only one that gets the credit for that. But you and I get to boast on him. We get to preach him.
Hallelujah.
We get to explain him to others. And when we trust him, We get to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who left when Adam sinned.
Yeah,
he departed from Adam. And everybody born of the seed of Adam of a natural birth was born in sin with the exclusion of one. That is Jesus. God made a doorway. Y'all know we talk about that all the time. When he made Eve, that's the reason why there's a discussion that it was not good that the man should be alone before sin even hit the world. Because God was making a doorway to become flesh. When the first Christmas would happen, it would be because of the way he designed the female anatomy. That he could take on flesh without taking on the sin of Adam.
Amen.
What an amazing God we serve.
Amen.
You know, Paul said that. He said, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, born under the law, to deliver us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
The law is a curse to me and you because we cannot keep it. The law says if you break the law in one point, you're guilty of the whole law.
Amen.
And nobody can stand up and say, I kept God's law entirely. There were a few who did that in the word, but they end up going away disappointed. Remember that?
Yep.
The fact is, we cannot and we have not.
No,
and the fact is, Jesus is the only one who lived perfectly in order to satisfy God. And he didn't do it for himself. Because he was already perfect. He was already God.
Yes.
He was with God face to face. But he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, it says in Philippians 2. The undescribable gift is available for whoever, no matter who they are. Now, you know what that does to me? That makes me think about all kinds of people who are in all kinds of sin. And I know that if you tell them what God has done, if they understand and accept it, God will accept them on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Doesn't make any difference what they have done. You know, that means that the most evil person you know can be changed by understanding the truth. That's what's so important about our message. The message of the gospel is the truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whoever, doesn't make a difference who you are, doesn't give any qualifications that you have to meet. You must believe in him. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Now God doesn't just put you in autopilot. You say you believe Christ, but he moves in. That's the thing that's so beautiful about it. That's one thing that makes it an unspeakable gift. God doesn't leave the work up to human wisdom and thought. He moves in. He takes up residence in you. Because you know what? He always loved you. Think about that. When you weren't thinking about him, he loved you. When you were minding your business going through the world, he loved you. He had already loved you. Before you were born, he loved you.
Thank you.
And he gave his son in order to cleanse you so that you and him could have a proper relationship.
Thank you, Lord.
It's based on your faith in the son, that little baby that was born. He didn't stay a baby. He grew up, became a man. And he was crucified on the cross 33 and a half years later. See, it's, so you have to look at it. I always look at it this way. I think about the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, right? That's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And then I think about the cradle and the cross.
Yeah.
He started off in the cradle and he ended up on the cross, providing salvation for whosoever believes in him in all of time. There's one way to be saved. Now, our message sounds politically incorrect according to today's standards.
What do you say, Pastor?
There is one way to be saved. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, Ephesians 4 and 5.
That's
right. So don't let any of this other confusion these people want to tell you. Oh, there are many ways to God. You know what they all do? I'm gonna go on record here this morning. I'm almost done. Yeah, they do lead to God, those other ways. But you know what he's going to say when you get there, if you come without Christ?
I don't know.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Never knew you.
Never knew you.
So they do lead to God, but you're going to be coming for judgment, not for salvation.
Right.
So I need to alert you now while you can breathe, while the blood is running warm in your veins.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
Yeah.
He was born for that reason, to save you. Think about this and I'm going to be done. I just want to make this brief today. He wants to, when he gives you the gift of salvation, you trust in Christ, you believe God raised him from the dead. That's the only reason why you ought to trust Christ.
Right.
You know what? Nobody else got out of the grave.
Nobody.
Whoever else said they had a religious philosophy is still in the grave.
Still in the grave.
The world is configured around no one but Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It's 2016 only because of Christ. Mm-hmm. No other person. Mm-hmm. So believe him, and what happens is he moves in.
Yes, he
takes up residence in you. I love that.
Yes.
Because that means that he's there. He's online, as we would say.
Yes.
He doesn't leave it up to somebody else. He doesn't leave it up to the church. You know why? I think about it. You know, we're defective too. I need Christ as much as you do.
Right.
And I'm happy that he gave him for me. I don't know where you stand on it. I hope you can say the same thing I'm saying. He gave Christ for you. Say, can you personalize that?
That's right.
And say, he gave him for me.
Yeah.
He so loved the world, which includes me, that he gave his son, who defeated death, hell, and the grave for me. God about the grave. Now that's his credentials. The reason why I say you should trust him and no one else. No one else got out of the grave but Jesus. And the resurrection is the proof that he is God and does have a solution to the problem of sin.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible says that sin basically is a reproach to any people.
Yes.
You know, and everybody who is in sin will suffer the penalty of death.
That's right.
Unless they are saved. And the only way you can be saved is put your faith in Jesus Christ. Now when he does this, this is what I want you to think about through the rest of this hectic week that's coming up that ends this year. Think about the fact that he loves you means that there's no animosity between you and God. In other words, no division, no separation. He gets in you, lives in you to lead you and guide you to all truth. He opens up his word to you, and the word becomes a cleansing for you. He said it like this, right, to Titus. He said to Titus that he saved us not, basically he said that he gave his gift. Let's go to Titus real quick and we'll close here. Let's go to Titus chapter 3. That's in the T books, so you all know.
Yes.
All the books is the last of the T books. And we'll get over here to Titus. Look at chapter 3, which will be the last chapter in Titus.
Yes.
Notice what it says here. I want you to see one more time as we consider this thing for the holiday. Titus 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. See that?
Yes.
That's what we just said, right? But according to his mercy, he saved us. How does he do it? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
See? Which he shed abundantly on us. He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. See that? That being justified by his grace, that's unmerited favor,
yes.
that he says through unmerited favor, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. See that? So that's it. It was totally a gift given by God's grace.
Right.
And it's through faith in Jesus Christ, his son, and it's by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, which is an ongoing work. So the gift, the reason it's unspeakable is it keeps going. This is the time of year where you see the Energizer Bunny beating on the drum. And it says he keeps going and going and going and going. He says, but you know, the Energizer's run out.
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost does not ever run out.
Never.
He is there with you. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." So it's an indescribable gift that God gives.
Yes, Lord.
It's so beautiful that it continues on.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to give you the opportunity today. If you're here in the sanctuary and you have never understood the gospel is good news. Yes. Y'all remember hearing the word the gospel when I first got saved, before I got saved, I should say. I said, gospel, what are they talking about? It just kind of went over my head. Didn't really understand. But the fact is, it is good news.
Yes.
The word euangelizo in the Greek. It's good news. Why is it good news? Because somebody like me that's wretched and doesn't stand a chance before standing in the presence of a righteous God wouldn't have a hope without Christ. It's good news that when you trust Christ, God accepts you no matter how you are. No matter what kind of a thing is going on in your life, he accepts you. There's one thing that separates those who are lost from those who are saved. That's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you trust Christ, that's why it's good news. Because God said, I'm giving my son. So it doesn't make any difference how whacked your account is. You know, my account was whacked before I got saved. I don't know about y'all. I'm not going to speak for you.
Me too.
You see, but I had issues. You know, if you ask my wife, I got issues now. I'm still that person. You see, I can get a witness on that one. But Christ is on board now. That's the difference. He moved in, took up residence in me. And he'll do it for you. That's the good news. That's the reason we call it gospel. It doesn't make any difference where you are, what you're dealing with, what kind of circumstances are going on in your life. If you trust in the Lord, believe that God has given his son, Jesus Christ, to cleanse you from all sin. I love that. Not a little bit that you did yesterday or back when you was a child, you did something wrong. No, all sin. And he changes your whole attitude and disposition towards sin. That's what Christmas is really about. And it's an unspeakable gift. It keeps on giving and giving and giving. God keeps on working with you. He doesn't kick you aside. Boy, you messed up this week. You didn't get it right. No. He said, no, I'm with you.
Lord.
And I love you, and I'm going to see you
through. Lord.
All the way to the end.
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that the best gift you got for Christmas? Think it through. Amen. And if you're here today and you don't know what I'm talking about, I want to give you a chance. Everybody stand, please. In the sanctuary, stand. We're going to ask God to save you today. Those who may not be saved, I don't know if you're saved or not. I hope you are after this. I hope you'll ask God to give you that gift, and he'll do it right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the one we celebrate today, we stand before you, God. We know that we have sinned and broken your commandments. Lord God, we ask by what you have said, by that gospel, the good news, that you gave your son Jesus and you raised him out the grave to prove to the world that he had done the job. He is the only one that got up in you. You divided time by Christ so that there's no good reason to trust anyone else except him. So today, Lord, we lean and trust in the name of Jesus. We lean on him entirely, Lord. We can't do anything without him, Lord. We ask you to fill us today, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us, like you said in your word, Lord, to all truth. Let us know today that beyond any shadow of doubt, we are saved from all destruction, from anything the devil might come up with, from anything the flesh might render against you, Lord. We thank you today, God, because that's the best gift in the world is the gift of your son. The grace of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We bless you right now, God. Fill somebody in the room right now with your Holy Spirit. Fill somebody, oh God, online. Hearing the message, Lord God, with your precious Holy Spirit today, God. Touch their lives, God. Put them on straight street, oh God. And take them off of that rugged road, oh God. Father, we bless you today. We praise you today. We give you the glory today. We thank you for your matchless gift, oh God. We thank you for your unspeakable gift that you gave us in Jesus Christ. Bless every home, every family, oh God, that's represented among us here today. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory.
Bless
you. We ask you in Jesus' mighty name. Give God your very best hand praise. Amen. Become a member. We also like to offer membership to the Sanctum of the MD Church. If God is calling you today, come at this time. Amen. Let it be known to the church. We are accepting a member by letter, by candidate for baptism, or Christian experience. Come at this time. Amen. Amen. We offer Christ to you, that baby who was born in Bethlehem of Judea. In the days of Herod the king, the one around whom the world is configured.
That's right.
Amen. Only one. Nobody else. Nobody else has that credential but Christ. Amen. We give you that opportunity. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We have done as God commands. We see that there are none, but yet there is room. Go ahead and give God your best praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.